Begin the current daf, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Alef. Begin on the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis, two lines up at the bottom of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, which is discussing the laws that are prohibited relationships between Jews and non-Jews. And one of them is the halacha of Yai Nesach that we were discussing regarding the prohibition of the non-Jew's wine because of that he pours it for as libations for his Avodah Zarah. So now, actually, Gemara qualifies Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yechiel, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir. It says, there's three types of categories of wines that relate to the forbidden relationship of a Jew to a non-Jew. And they are Yayin Nesach, which actually the non-Jew went and poured as libations for his Avodah Zarah. That type of a wine is Asabana, it's forbidden to have any benefit from it. Umitama Tumma Chamura, and it also conveys a very severe type of a tumma, that of carrying it or when it's in the same oil or when it is a canopy over a person like a mace, which has that type of tumah, because actually takribus avodah zarah, the sacrifices, which includes libations of avodah zarah, is compared to a mace, as the Gemara says later on the Aflamed Beis, and therefore that conveys this tumah because ice, if it's the amount of an aleph. Second category continues the Gemara on the top of Lamed Aleph, Med Aleph, stam yeinim asabahana, when we don't know anything, but it's their unspecified wine that they have, is going to be forbidden to have any benefit from it, as a gzeirah, as a rabbinic decree, because we're concerned, which may be that they poured it as libations, as Yayin Nesach, which is biblically prohibited. So this is rabbinically prohibited because of Yayin Nesach. Umetama tumas mashkin. Here it only conveys the tumma of beverages, which means to say food items and beverages, like a regular liquid, which is what this wine is, which becomes tummy from a sheretz, where it's not mitami a person and kalim, rather conveys tumma to food items or to beverages, where its measurement to receive tumma is birvius, if it's birvius of a lug, which is like old tumas mashkin. That's the halacha. This wine, although we make it prohibited to have in the anah, but we don't give it the tumma of the real yayin nesach. Third category is someone deposits his wine. It's the Jew's wine, but he deposits it by the idol worshiper. There it's forbidden to drink it, but it's permitted to have benefit from it. Now, in this last category, the Gemara asks, is that so? But Tanam, the Mishnah Masechet Pesachim, the Gemara that says, Hamafkid pay race of Eitzel Oivik Achavim. Someone deposits his produce by an idol worshipper. Harehain can pay race of Shal Oivik Achavim. It has the halachic status as the produce of an idol worshipper, which has ramifications, Lashvias, for the Shemitah year, that is, one has to make it Hefker, Ulamaiser, and for taking tithes of Maiser from it, because we actually suspect that the non-Jew swapped them. And therefore, you can't consider it as the kosher status as the Jews. You have to assume that it's the non-Jews. So therefore, as the Gemara here also, we should assume that the wine he deposited by the Avdi Kechavim, that he swapped it. And therefore, this is actually non-Jewish wine, which we said that that's forbidden to have any benefit from it. Why are we saying it is permitted to have benefit? Says the Gemara, Kegun Sheichalei Keren Zavus. We're talking about in this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Maaseir, this third halacha, where he deposited in the corner, and the non-Jew gave him the keys, or he made some type of a seal. So therefore, there's no concern that he swapped it. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, a mishtei namer lishtri. So why does Rabbi Yehuda Maaseir say it's only permitted to have benefit? It should be permitted to even drink it. And moreover, the Rabbi Yechanan ikla leparvad, Rabbi Yechanan went to this place where Bar Kappar had lived, and Bar Kappar had already passed away, this place called Parvad. So Rabbi Yechanan Amar, he said, Klom yesh mishnas Bar Kappar, are there any teachings of Bar Kappar around? So Tundli Reb Tanchab de Min Parvad, Reb Tanchab from this place Parvad, he taught him the following teaching of Bar Kappar. Some of the positives wine by the non-Jew, Mutter bishtiyat, permitted to drink it. Kari Allah, so when Rabbi Yechanan heard this, he recited the pasuk in Kehelas. Mekayim sheyipala eitz, the place where the tree falls, meaning the place of where the Talmud Chacham lives, Shem Yehu, that's where he is. So ask the Gemara, Shem Yehu sakadaydich, you would think that's where he is himself, but he already passed away. And Lashem Yehu peyreisav, rather that's where you'll find his produce, meaning you'll find the fruits of the tree, which fell off from the tree, so to over here, whoever needs the words of the sages should ask by the people of his city who heard and learned from him, and then they'll be able to go ahead and teach it to other people. But one thing we see from this halacha is that when it's protected, although it's deposited by the non-Jew, it's not only permitted for benefit, it's even permitted to drink. So why is Rabbi Yehuda Maaseir's halacha saying it's only permitted for benefit, not for drinking? Rabbi Yehuda Maaseir says, like kasha, it's not a difficulty. Ha, Rabbi Lazar. This halacha of Bar Kappara is like Rabbi Eliezer. Ha Rabbanan, this first teaching of Rabbi Meir is like Rabbanan because it's actually Machlokes Tanoim, the Tanoim of Linda Brisa. Echad halekeach ve'echad asecher bayis, whether someone who purchases or rents a house, bechatzei v'shalav kechavim, in the courtyard of the non-Jews. U'malahu yayin, and he fills up with wine. U'mafteich oichlisam ad Yisrael, and the key or the seal is in the hand of the Jew, but it's in the vicinity of the non-Jews. Rabbi Eliezer matir, he permits that wine even to be drunk. V'chacham ma'is and the chacham say it's forbidden to do that. But if it was done, then it's permitted to have benefit, as we said before. So you see that this is actually machlokes tanaim, that there is an opinion that says it's even permitted to drink. That's like the opinion by Kapara. And Rabbi Mimsera, who said it's only permitted to have benefit, is like the halacha of the chacham. Now, Amr b'chia b'reid b'chia b'nachmenu Amr b'chizda Amr rav. V'amr la, and some say it was Amr b'chizda Amr z'iri. V'amr la, and some say it was Amr b'chizda Amr li ab barchama, that hachi am z'iri. This is what z'iri said. Halacha like Rabbi Eliezer, halacha like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's permitted even to drink that wine, which was protected with a seal or the key by the hands of the Jews, even though it's in the domain of the idol worshippers. Now, related discussion regarding the protection of the wine, even though it's in the domain of the non-Jew, and moreover in this machlik is Rabbi Eliezer v'chachanim, Amr Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar, the Amir says, Hakol mishtamer b'chaysim echad. Everything is protected with one seal. I mean, even though there is non-Jews that are handling it, if it's sealed with one seal, it's okay. Chutz me'ayin, except for wine, she'im mishtamer b'chaysim echad, which that's not sealed with, that's not protected with one seal. You have to do more to protect the fidelity, the authenticity of this kosher wine. Rabbi Yechonam, he says, no, even wine is protected with one seal. Says the Gemara, again, they're not disagreeing. Rather, they're going and explaining different Tanoic opinions. Ha, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yechonam is explaining Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, who said that, yeah, wine is protected even with one seal, if the Jew has the key or if it's one seal, even though it's in the domain of non-Jews. And ha, Rabban and Rabbi Eliezer is going like Rabban, who said that, no, it's not going to be protected and it's going to be forbidden to drink, but rather, you're going to have two seals. Ikadami, they always say a different version. Amr Belazar, Belazar says, Hakom eshtam mechaysim b'teichaysim. Everything is protected if it has a double seal, a seal within a seal. Chutzim nayayin, except for wine, she'im eshtam mechaysim b'teichaysim. That's not even protected with a double seal. Rabbi Yechonam says, no, afil yayin eshtam mechaysim b'teichaysim. No, even wine is protected with a seal that's within a seal. Says the Gemara, according to this version, v'tavayik Rabban, they're both going like the Rabban, because if it would be like Rabbi Eliezer, he says even one seal is good enough, as we quoted his halacha before. So rather, the machlekes is, where one opinion says, okay, two is good enough, one says even two is not good enough, Marsa, Rabbi Yechonon held, ki plig Rabban le Rabbi Eliezer, when do we find that they disagree with Rabbi Eliezer? That's b'chaysim echad. With one seal, that's what they say, it's not going to be able to be drunk by the Jew, it's going to be forbidden. That's with one seal. But a seal within the seal, says Rabbi Yechonon, and Rabban agree that that's permitted. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer said, no, not only do they disagree with him in one seal, but even two seals would not be good enough for wine, again, because they lost after the wine, the non-Jews, to use it for the Avodah Zarah, so there, even two seals would not be good enough. So the Gemara says, now that we introduced this concept of seal within a seal, what would be a case of a seal within a seal where, according to some opinions, as we say, that would be valid even for the case of wine. So Amar Rava, he says, for example, agona apuma de chavita. If someone turns over a bowl on top of a barrel, that's sirika, that's cemented with lime, and it's attached, the perimeter of that bowl on top of the barrel, vichasime, and it's sealed, have a chesam and techesam. That's a seal within a seal, because you have the it's cemented that basin, that bowl over the top of the barrel, and you put a seal on top of that. So that's a seal within a seal, v'loyloy, and if not, if you didn't do that, then that's not considered a chesam techesam. Another example is dikula. Someone turns over a basket on top of a barrel. Now, the barrel itself is sealed. So therefore, there's two seals. You have the seal of the barrel, which is attached into the barrel, which dried up, which they use their clay. And then you have the basket that's turned over on top of that. Moreover, umahudik, that the basket that's on top of the barrel is very tight on top, which is, it's like swallowing the barrel. So it's very tight on. That's havachesim and techesim, that's a seal within a seal, because the non-Jew is not going to go through that effort of going through the forgeries of those seals to have to redo that, because they'll realize that it was tampered with. So that's considered two seals. Now, but loy mehidik, but if let's say the basket that's on top wasn't, it's not so tight, so it's very easy to take off that basket that's on top of the barrel, so it's like it's not there. Lo have a chesem techesem, that wouldn't be a seal with the seal, because that's like not there, it's like non-existent. All you have is the one seal that's on the barrel, which is the barrel seal, that wouldn't be qualified for a chesem techesem. Third example is noid, a flask of leather which is filled with wine, and it's tied and it's put within bidiskaya, into a leather pouch. So if chasimas piv, if the opening, the seal of the opening of the flask is lamata, is face down inside the pouch, have a chesem et chesem, that's considered qualified for a seal within a seal, because that is a major effort to turn upside down, meaning to take the flask that's inside upside down, to first turn the right side up, then to open the first one has to open up the knot of the pouch, and then he has to turn the flask upside down and open up that knot. That person not going to go through such an effort. That's chesem tei chesem. As the Gemara says, have a chesem tei chesem. Piv lamalo, but if let's say the mouth, the opening of the flask is facing upwards, then lo have a chesem tei chesem, that wouldn't qualify as a seal within a seal, because it's like the two knots are right there. If you have one, the pouch, you have the flask within the pouch, and both of them are there on the top, you're opening up both knots at the same time, that wouldn't qualify as a chesem tei chesem. Now, moreover, v'chikayev pume, if a person takes the opening of the flask and bends it down legav inward, v'tzayir v'chasim, and he binds and he seals it again, which as Rashi says, like they used to do in Rashi's time, they would tie the flasks of oil, where after that they knot it and they tie it, then they take the opening of the flask and they turn it inward, where it's like knotted down inside of it, and then they make another knot on top of that. Then there, even if it's not inside a pouch, have a chesem de chesem as a seal within the seal, because essentially it's sealed twice. One seals it, then one turns it upside down and seals it again. Turn up on the Brisa. B'shayna ha'yo'imim, originally they said, Yayin shel Ein Kushi, the wine of Ein Kushi, which is the name of where Kutim live, which is a certain sect of people that converted to Judaism but not holy. So Aser, their wine is forbidden. And they Bira Sarika, because of this place Bira Sarika, which is where non-Jews live, which is very close to Ein Kush, and because of that, there's the concern that they weren't careful with the non-Jews touching their wine, which becomes forbidden. So to Vishal Bar Kasa Aser, the wine of Bar Kasa, which is the city of Kutim, is forbidden, and they Kfar Parshai, which is right near the city of non-Jews. So to Vishal Zagdur Aser, the city of Zagdur, which is the place of Kutim, is forbidden, and they Kfar Shalim. But Chazulayma, then they subsequently said, that no, chavias pesuchas asuris, the open barrels are forbidden, setumas mutaris, but the closed barrels are permitted. So the Gemara asked, me'ikar myself, originally what did they think? Ubatsev myself, and what did they think? Why originally did they say that all the wines of the place of the Kutim, which is right near the non-Jews, are forbidden? And then they subsequently said, no, only the open ones are forbidden. So the Gemara me'ikar myself, originally they thought, in Kuti makbra ma'davikachav makuti, doesn't care about the non-Jew touching, it doesn't think there's anything wrong. And therefore all their wines have this chashash of Yain Nesach. And we thought that there was no differentiation when if they're open barrels or closed barrels. But subsequently the Chacham held, when are the Kutim not particular? Only if they're open. But if they're closed, then they are particular, and that's because they are planning to sell to the Jews, and because of that, they're not going to want the non-Jew to touch it. Whereas if it's open, and they don't necessarily plan on selling it, then that's something that we're concerned that the non-Jews touch, and therefore we can't drink that wine from the place of the Kut. Now that has to come up, but you tell me their closed barrels are permitted? But for a minute, it seems to be contradicted from the following price as the Ketintam is based. The price says, HaShaleh Chavish Shal Yain Biyad Kuti. If someone sends a barrel of wine in the hand of a Kuti, and for sure if it's through a non-Jew, well, you have to have a recognizable seal, because even though the Kuti himself doesn't do Nisach, they don't serve Avodah Zarah in that way, but however, they're not particular if a non-Jew is going to touch it. So we have to be concerned that they can allow a non-Jew to touch it, so it has to have a seal. Or if let's say, v'shal tzir v'shal murias be'ad oivid kachavim. Or if someone's sending fish brine or murias in the hand of an idol worshipper, where there also needs to have a recognizable seal, where in regards to the fish brine, although there's no concern that maybe they put in wine over there, which would be problematic of a mixture of yayin nesach, because actually the value of wine is more expensive than fish brine, but we're concerned that maybe they switch it with the fish brine of non-kosher fish, so it might be a non-kosher product. And murias, we're concerned that maybe actually because the value of murias is actually more expensive than wine, so So we're concerned that maybe they're going to take some of the Murius and they're going to mix in to fill up the quantity with wine and mix in, which would be problematic with Yain Nesach. But Akuti is not concerned that he's going to do that. And therefore, this concern of this halacha of the Tzir Murius is only if he's handing it with Oyvei Kechav. Now, Tzir, fish brine, is from the sweat and what oozes out from fish when it gets pressed in the press, as the Gemara says, and becomes very strong like vinegar, and they used to dip into it. Murius, they would mix in some fish intestines, as the Gemara says later on, that's why it's so fatty and oily. And that's why it's so expensive, and they sometimes would actually mix in wine instead of the Murius itself. So David says, the Gemara, since we said that these are things that require a seal, so if the recipient recognizes the seal and its closure, they realize that no one tampered with its seal, then it's going to be permitted. But if not, it's forbidden. Again, as we said, regarding the wine by the Kuti, that maybe he allowed the non-Jew to touch it, which makes into Yain Nesach. And maybe by the Tzir and the Murius of the Eved Kechavim, maybe he mixed it either with wine regarding the Murius, or he mixed the non-kosher brine with the kosher brine. But one thing we see from this Bryce is that even a sealed wine barrel in the hand of a Kuti is problematic. It doesn't differentiate only say when it's open versus closed. Yet we said in the first Bryce that if it's closed, it's going to be permitted. So it seems to be a contradiction. Rebbe Zeira says, like Kach, it's not a difficulty. Khan, the first Brysa, was talking about Be'ir. In the city, there the Kuti is particular because he thinks, wait a second, if I'm going to let a non-Jew touch my wine, then no Jew is going to partake of my wine. So therefore, when they're closed and that he plans on selling, he's not going to let a non-Jew touch it. So that's permitted. Khan baderech, but on the road, there he doesn't have any thoughts about selling it. There he's not particular, he doesn't think anyone's going to touch it, and then a non-Jew might come and touch it, and therefore that type of a wine is going to be forbidden even by a sealed barrel. So therefore that resolves the contradiction. On that, Maskevler, Abzir Meir, he asked on this answer. He says, what do you mean, midahanach de'ir loy baderech asur? What do you mean, you think these barrels that they have in the city didn't get there by transportation on the road? So we still, it goes back to the old concern. If you're saying that on the road they're not particular and that they're not careful and the non-Jew could touch it, then we have to be concerned there may be a non-Jew touch it when they were on the road coming, when then they're not particular. So who cares that now it's in the city, all the wine of the Kutim, even in the closed barrel, should be forbidden. So Elam Rabbi Yirmi Yirad, he gives a different resolution. He says, the first Bryce, the one that said that if the barrels are closed, if they're sealed, then it's permitted. Bein Hagita Shaninu. That's talking about between the time of the wine presses, when everyone's making the wine products. Kim Nekule Am Afchi, since everyone is going around that time, everyone's on the roads at times of the wine production. Samirtas, then the Kuti is afraid. Amr, he says, Hashti Ichazuli Mafsidili. If they see now, the Jews see that, what do you mean non-Jews are near my wine, I'm not particular, and they might be touching it, no one's going to buy from me. So then they are careful. In contrast, when it's not during the wine pressing season, then they're not careful, and even by the closed barrels, it's going to be forbidden. So it's not a contradiction. Depends if it's the wine season, then the closed barrels are permitted, even though that they're near the non-Jewish towns, whereas, and it's not during the season, then it's going to be forbidden even by the closed barrels. Continuing in a related discussion, which up until now we were speaking about the wine of a non-Jew, Itmar, we learned, why did they say that the beer of the non-Jews are forbidden? So Rami Bacham Amar Bitzlik, he says, Mishum Chasnas, because of intermarriage, that they shouldn't have it common that they should have their parties, the Jews with the non-Jews, because the Jew is going to be there, he's going to see the daughter of the non-Jew, and he's going to marry her. So to avoid that, they said that the beer of the non-Jews are forbidden. Rav Nachman Amar, he says, no, Mishum Giloy. The reason is because of uncovered beverages, where since they leave their beverages uncovered, which is dangerous, and we're not allowed to drink that, so therefore we're not allowed to have their beer. And that is the Gemara, Agilu Demai, regarding what are we concerned that was left uncovered? Ilem Agilu Dinaz Yase, if it's because we're concerned that when they're fermenting their beer, which is in the vats, then it's uncovered, and then maybe a snake drank from it. So the Gemara, Nan Namim Megalina, we also leave our beer uncovered in the vats. That can't be the reason why we don't drink the non-Jewish beer. Vel de Chavit, and if you're going to say because in their kegs, in their barrels, they leave uncovered. And Nan Namim Megalina, we also leave it uncovered because we know that we don't assume that a snake is going to drink from beer. They don't drink that. So therefore, there's no concern in the vats and the barrels. So why don't we drink their beer? So the Gemara, Lo Yitzrich, no, it's necessary, Ba'asa de Matzlumayin, in the place where they filter the water, where they leave the water in a vessel until it filters out where whatever unclear parts go to the top, and then they filter that off. Water has a problem about gilui that a snake might drink from it, and therefore we don't drink their beer because the filtered watering process might have had the snake drink from it, which is dangerous, and that's why we don't drink their beer. So that, then the Gemara asks, El Me'at, if that's the case, then Yashin Tishtri. But then old beer, we should be permitted to drink from them. Why? Because the Rebbe said Yashin, anything which was left uncovered, where it was left until it got old, Mutter, it's permitted. Why? Because Ein Manichei, because the venom of a snake does not permit a beverage liyashin to age if the venom was inside. So if it aged, it's an indicator that it does not have the snake venom. So if the beer got old, then we should be permitted to drink it because there's no problem about gilui. So too, freshly squeezed wine that was left uncovered before it fermented, and hichmetz, and then it fermented, mutter, then that wine is permitted because you obviously know that a snake did not drink from it. Because if a snake would have drunk from it, then eimanich lahachmetz, it would not have allowed the wine to ferment. So therefore, if it fermented, then it's going to be permitted. So therefore, ask the Gemara, then why do we say that all their beer is prohibited because of gilui, but then old beer, which should get aged, should be permitted because obviously it doesn't have the snake venom inside of it. So the Gemara, gezera yashna tochadish, no. We don't allow drinking from their aged beer because then we might come to drink their new beer and then they would have the problem about the Mayim Agulim, the uncovered waters. Now, the Gemara tells the Rav Papa, Mafikin li la'abava de chanusa vishasi. They would bring out the non-Jewish beer outside of the store and they would drink it outside the store. Rav Achai, Maisel la'abesa vishasi Rav Achai, they would bring the beer from the non-Jewish beer to his home and they would drink it at home. Says the Gemara, "B'tavayim shal chasnas," because both of them hold that the reason why you're not allowed to drink non-Jewish beer is because of intermarriage. And as long as you're not in the store with them, hanging out with them, so you don't have that problem. Just Rav Achai, Avad Achaki Yiseiras, Rav Achai just did a further harchaka, further distancing, where not only was it out of the store, but he would actually make sure that it was only in his own home that he would drink that beer. Now, Rav Shmuel bar Bisna Iklo leMargavan, he went to this place Margavan, where those Jews were suspicious. And they weren't particular regarding the wines of non-Jews. Now, Eislecham, Revelation, they brought him wine and he didn't drink, because it might be Ayin Nesach. Eislechich, Revelation, they brought him beer and he didn't drink. So the Gemara asked, Bishle Mechamra, we could understand the wine, Mishim Shimtza, because of suspicion of Ayin Nesach. It might be non-Jewish wine, which is prohibited even to have any benefit from it for sure drink. But Shichr Mishamai, why didn't he drink the Jews' beer over there? So the Gemara, Mishim Shimtza, the Shimtza, because of a suspicion of a suspicion, because if he will drink their beer, he might come drink their wine, which is a biblical prohibition, possibly, of Yayin Esach itself, of the true Yayin Esach. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rav, he says, Hayshichur da'armo ashari. The Aramanian beer is permitted, but v'chia b'ri lo nishtamina, but my son Chia doesn't drink from it. So the Gemara says, Manavshach, what is it that you want? Ishari, if it's permitted, l'kulei amashari, it should be permitted for everyone, even for his son too. And the yasa, if it's forbidden, l'kulei amashari, it should be forbidden for everyone. So why is his son Chia different than everybody else? Ella, rather, says the Gemara, Rav sav mishum geluya. Rav holds, not like the previous two Amaram, he holds that the reason why the non-Jewish beer is forbidden is because it's left open, which is a problem because the snake might have drunk from it, which is could have poison, which is dangerous, chamir sakanta misura, something dangerous is forbidden to drink. But for everyone, it's permitted to drink. Why? Most people are not ill. And the venom of this snake will not harm them. Why? Because of azal meruda de kashusa, because the bitter taste of the hops that's in the beer comes, v'kale leziara, and it so to speak burns up the venom of the snake, which therefore doesn't give potency to the venom of the snake to harm a healthy person. But a dolaki, but someone that's ill beforehand, and then he comes and he drinks it, Malki leitfe, so then it injures him more and makes his illness even stronger. Now, v'chia b'ri ha'yivalaki, my son Chia, since he's ill, loy nishtami, that's why he doesn't drink from it, but a regular healthy person, even if a snake drank from it, will not harm him because of the hops, the bitterness which burns up the venom of the snake. Similarly, Amar Shmuli says, kala shratzim yeshlem eres. Every creepy creature, crawly insect, has venom. Shalnachash memis, it's only that the venom of the snake kills, shal shrotzim ain't a memis, but regular insects, it doesn't kill. So to Amalei Shmuel Lechi Barab, he says, Ba'urya, Tamil Chacham, Tava Emelach Milsim Al Yosid Hava Amar Rab Avach. Come and I'll tell you some beautiful teachings that your father Rav said. Hachi Amar Avach, this is what your father said. Hani Armoy Zavkani, these bloated Armenians, Davashasu Gilu Yivale Mesu, they drink uncovered beverages and they don't die, but why? Our whole halacha of left uncovered beverages is because that there might be snake venom which could kill. Why don't they die? Since they eat vermin and insects, chaval gufayu, so their body gets heated up, and that heat burns up the venom of the snake, which therefore doesn't harm them. Amar Yisuf Yisuf says, "Continue on top of the Lamed Beis Amar Aleph, Hay Cholad Shichur Darma Aser." This this beer cider, this this beer vinegar of the Armenians is forbidden. Why? Because they mix in sediments of yain nesach into that vinegar. But Rav Ashi says, Mi'aitzer, but if the non-Jew goes and brings it directly from his storehouse, from the vessel where they keep it there for a long time, then Shari's permitted to buy directly from that storehouse their beer vinegar. Why? Because kiven ma'aribe, because since if they would mix in the wine sediments, misri sari, it would sour when you leave it there for a long time. Therefore, there you can know that for sure it's coming pure beer vinegar, but it's only if you buy from one of his containers that he might have mixed in the wine sediments. That's already a concern of yain nesach, and only then is it going to be forbidden.